This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made at a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo, also attended by delegations from Israel, Qatar, and the United States. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed again on Sunday his country would not agree to a ceasefire without the release of hostages. While Hamas repeated its demands, which include a permanent ceasefire, the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and a return of displaced people. Netanyahu said that despite growing international pressure, Israel would not give in to extreme demands from Gaza's Islamist rulers. Western countries have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian death toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza, resulting from Israel's campaign to destroy Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The leaders of France, Egypt, and Jordan warned Israel on Monday against a threatened offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, urging an immediate ceasefire in its war with Hamas. The editorial was signed by France's President Emmanuel Macron, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Jordan's King Abdullah II. It was a joint editorial published in several newspapers. The United Nations Security Council president on Monday referred the Palestinian Authority's application to become a full member of the world body to the Committee on the Admission of New Members.
To implementing the global consensus on the two-state solution by admitting the state of Palestine for full membership.
Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour.